Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, June 2nd, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Huawei officially launched its proprietary Harmony OS for mobile phones, with upgrades to the OS to the flagship Mate 40 available on June 2nd, with upgrades coming to lower-end phones over the coming months. Huawei also released a Harmony OS plugin to let it communicate with Windows and other operating systems. The company denies Harmony OS is derivative of Android, saying no single line of code is identical to Android. Vizio announced its 2022 TV lineup with features increasingly targeted at gamers. The $228 40-inch 1080p D40FJ TV includes support for variable refresh rates up to 60 frames per second, while select V and D series, as well as all M and P series TVs, include support for AMD's FreeSync technology. According to a Pentagon report summary seen by The Hill, two DJI drones built for government use have been cleared for use by the Pentagon, with an audit finding no malicious code or intent. In January 2020, the Interior Department grounded its fleet of over 500 DJI drones over cybersecurity concerns. Uber announced 33,000 drivers joined its U.S. platform during the week of May 17th, increasing active driver hours by 4.4% over the previous week, marking a new record for drivers since the start of 2021. Uber didn't say how that number compares to pre-pandemic levels. Security researcher Gabby Sirlig reports that both Android and iOS versions of the Alibaba-owned UC browser send IP addresses and unique user ID numbers to Alibaba's US-hosted servers, even when in incognito mode. Since these findings were published, the English version of UC browser was removed from Apple's App Store, although the Chinese language version and Google Play apps were still available. Amazon announced its Prime Day sales event will take place June 21st and 22nd. Amazon has traditionally held the event in July, but last year postponed it until mid-October due to strains on logistics and fulfillment operations due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase announced its users can pay with money from their Coinbase cards on Apple Pay and Google Pay. Coinbase will automatically convert all cryptocurrency to US dollars when adding to a customer's Coinbase card that can then be used for purchases and receive crypto rewards for shopping. According to a new report by the market researchers at TrendForce, the combined revenue of the top 10 chip foundries hit a record of $22.75 billion in the first quarter of 2021. TSMC led with 55% market share on $13 billion in revenue for the quarter, and TrendForce reports that many fabs increased wafer prices to ensure profitability. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple's self-driving car team lost at least three members of its management team since the start of 2021. Most recently, Dave Scott, leading teams on robotics used by the car, left Apple, with autonomous car safety team lead Jamie Wado and Benjamin Lyon, who helped create Apple's original car team, leaving earlier this year. Etsy intends to acquire the fashion resale marketplace Depop in a deal worth $1.6 billion, expected to close by the end of Q3. Depop has 30 million users across 150 countries, with 90% of its users under 26 years old. Version 92 of Microsoft's Edge browser will support automatic HTTPS capabilities, automatically switching URLs to use encrypted HTTPS connections. Chrome rolled out a similar HTTPS default feature in Chrome 90 earlier this year. Apple TV is now available on all modern Android TV devices running Android 8.0 or higher, including the NVIDIA Shield. Google committed earlier this year to bring Apple TV to more Android devices. Alienware confirmed that it discontinued its graphics amplifier external GPU. It's unclear if Alienware will offer another external GPU in the future, and the recently announced X15 and X17 laptops did not include the proprietary graphics amp port. IKEA listed a $199 Symphonisk 22-inch by 16-inch picture frame with Wi-Fi speaker on its site, made in collaboration with Sonos, although the product has not been formally announced and no release date is listed. The picture frame supports AirPlay 2, allows for stereo pairing, including as a rear surround speaker, and can be controlled through the Sonos app. And finally, LG announced that it will phase out LG Pay's digital wallet over the remainder of 2021, with plans to fully shut down the service on November 1st. Users will be able to use existing cards linked to LG Pay until that date, but functionality like adding new cards and purchasing gift cards may be shut down before then. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.